Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. It's 9 o'clock. You've done all the typical things required to put your baby or toddler to bed. You've brushed her teeth, given her a bath, and put on jammies. You've read a story, sung a couple of songs, and said your prayers. You've offered hugs and kisses. But when you turn out the light and say nighty-night, she begins to cry, and she doesn't stop. What are you supposed to do now? The answer to this question, the debate over crying it out, is one of the questions I'm asked most frequently, and one that parents, grandparents, and early childhood folks can get quite adamant about. Young parents are often told that if they pick up a crying child, they will spoil her, that children need to calm themselves down, and that the solution to bedtime crying problem is to let children cry until they eventually sniffle themselves to sleep. Yes, it's difficult to listen to, these folks agree, but it's necessary for the well-being of the child. As a matter of fact, my son's paternal grandmother, a wonderful woman who had raised 5 children, gave me that advice more than once. You pick that baby up too often, she told me. You'll spoil him and make him dependent on you. It never felt right to me, but one evening, when nothing I did could calm my crying baby, I took her advice. I let him cry in his crib all by himself. I doubt that he cried for more than 20 minutes, but it felt like hours to me, and eventually I couldn't stand it anymore. When I went in to check on him, he had a fever of 104 degrees, and we wound up in the car heading for the emergency room. So much for letting him cry it out. So can you spoil a baby by picking her up? Should you respond when a child cries or leave him to calm himself down? As is often the case with parenting questions, the answer is, well, it depends. Here are some things to consider. In the first 6 months of life or so, it's almost impossible to spoil a baby. An infant is busy building his sense of attachment to parents and other caregivers and lacks the maturity or the awareness of cause and effect that would lead him to manipulate adults by crying. As it turns out, the research is clear that if you respond calmly and consistently to a child's needs and cries, she will cry less over time, not more, and will feel more secure and less stressed. It's important to remember that babies cry because they feel bad, not to make you feel bad, and crying is the only language a child has for the first year of life. When parents ignore a child's efforts to communicate, what will that child decide about herself, about her parents, and about the world she lives in? I believe that parents and caregivers should always respond when a baby cries, and you have a choice about what to do when you get there. You may choose not to pick a baby up, but you should always let her know you'll respond to her needs. That's how she learns to attach to you. It's also okay to put a baby down to sleep while she's still awake, and let her fuss gently as she blows off steam and relaxes. This way she can learn to calm herself and fall asleep on her own. It isn't necessary to rock a child until she's asleep and then spend hours guaranteeing perfect silence so she stays asleep. If you have a toddler, create a good bedtime routine together and then follow it. Turn off screens at least an hour before bed and slow down the activity level as you prepare for bedtime. Nothing will ever be perfect, but most parents find that the moments before sleep can be one of the best times to connect, to express love, and to enjoy each other. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.